Rise of the Active Witness. We have been discussing the characteristics of our spiritual unfoldment from two points of view: the rise of inner silence and the rise of ecstatic conductivity. While the symptoms of these two aspects of our nature are different, they ultimately lead to emerging. There is a tendency in the various traditions to focus on either stillness or ecstatic energy, but not always on both, and the merging of the two. It is the reflection of a philosophical dichotomy that exists. One philosophical view is of a non-dual existence consisting of only one reality of stillness or emptiness, denying the reality or existence of the physical world. The other philosophical view is of a dual existence, where stillness or emptiness exists within the physical, energetic universe of our everyday experience. Whatever the truth of either of these philosophical points of view, we are fortunate to be able to experience reality within ourselves and describe it from our own point of view. In other words, the truth will not likely be found in a philosophical description or point of view, but only by direct experience. Interestingly, both the non-dual and dual points of view can be affirmed by the same experience of human spiritual transformation. Samyama is one of the great equalizers in this, because it begins in stillness, the non-dual, and moves stillness outward into our everyday actions, what we have previously known as the duality of life. When we see all goodness rising from within us in a unitary way, all debates about the true nature of life and existence evaporate. We can believe in our own experience. This can also be called the rise of the active witness, meaning that quality in us, which is the untouched and unmoving observer, becoming increasingly integrated in our everyday activities of the world. What has been known in the beginning as an unmoving static awareness, or inner witness, gradually becomes a dynamic ecstatic flow of positive qualities in our outer life. It is the direct experience of oneness in diversity. How can this be? It is a mystery. Well, it may be a mystery, but it is the key to enlightenment. It is also the resolution of the non-dual versus dual argument, for both will be right. Life becomes known as one, even as it continues in all of its variety before us. We can then see the non-dual nature of life, for all is but a play of the one. At the same time, we cannot deny the existence of that play, so the one is two also. Experientially, it is both non-dual and dual. By cultivating both inner silence and ecstatic conductivity in our nervous system, and blending and moving them outward through the systematic practice of Samyama, the truth of existence becomes known and consciously lived in everything we do. This is the rise of the active witness.